During the Munich Security Conference, Marco Rubio, in the speech he delivered, called on an alliance of Christian white people led by the United States. So it has been in the making, this notion of a holy war, a Christian war. We also hear it a lot in Israel in a different context. Religion has never been a friend of women's rights. Religion has been the primary driver through which women's rights have been violated, and the violations have been justified in the name of a higher godly principle. So the comments that we are hearing right now, the incredible images that we have seen, I mean, should send shivers through the spine of every woman. And I think we cannot but escape wondering how can they then accuse the Iranian government of being led by God, because clearly that's also what they are trying to portray. It is a terrible moment for our global society. That is why Amnesty International is here at CSW, and we're here with a very clear message. We got to resist what is happening.
That is Agnès Callamard, Secretary General of Amnesty International. That does it for our show. On Friday and Saturday, I'll be in Mexico City at Festival Ambulante for two screenings of the new documentary about Democracy Now! Steal This Story, Please. I'm Amy Goodman.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Hey, this is Ariana and the Rose, and you're listening to CJUM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Careful now. We didn't have time to insert that, so be advised. What you're about to hear contains material not suitable for all listeners.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is 1 p.m. on a Thursday on 101.5 UMFM. That means it's time for Migaj Nagamawin, my personal favorite program here down at UMFM. I can't believe it took me this long to get around to this. I am finally doing one of my top three albums of all time. It's between this, Ex-Military, and Bandana Thrash Record. I Live Fast Die. My three favorite albums there. This is Kittens, a local noise rock powerhouse from the early to late 90s. They are their lineup is made up of Sean Pony Fedorchuk, Dave Bazooka Kelly, and Jameel Russell. No pseudonym. I have personally loved them for a decade now. Their sound is incredibly distinct, but they're also a very versatile band. Their style shines through regardless of what style they're playing in, whether it's the chaos that you hear off their album Tiger Comet, the country stylings that you hear off of Bazooka and the Hustler, or in the dark, murky tones of today's subject of discussion, lo-fi classics and other rarities. This is the opener from this album. It's slow, it's ominous, it's loud, it is Butterfly.
We'll be right back.
Apologies, some technical difficulties towards the end there. Oh, man. This album was my introduction to their music, to Kittens. When I started getting into some louder, faster, and, like, more chaotic music, my dad, shout out Dad, introduced me to a local band that he liked when he was younger. This band, Kittens. He showed me our next two tracks, and they lined perfectly with my newly developing taste for the transgressive and aggressive. I fell in love with the screeching feedback, the resounding drums, and the howled vocals instantly. But, without further rambling, this is Tomboy, followed by Totem. Oh, perfect. Man, their range is everything that I could ask for in a band. They can play fast and brutal, as you heard, but they still play with, like, rhythm and some groove to it. Like, it's so perfect. So perfect. They can play slow and heavy, and they have that, like, feeling of, like, confusion, despair, dread that, like, Butterfly evokes in me. It's just everything I'm looking for, man. So perfect. In their heyday, Kittens were said to be a Melvins ripoff, and, like, I can see why. I resent the term ripoff, but Melvins' influence on Kittens cannot be denied. Take the last few songs, for example. The way the drums are recorded and the way they're mixed is extremely reminiscent of, like, Houdini. They're resounding and they're just pounding on the ears. There's space for them in the mix. And their lyrics are practically nonsensical in the same way. But, in my opinion, Kittens does have an element of poetry to their lyrics that I really love, that I really appreciate. And nowhere in their discography, except for maybe somewhere on Bazooka and the Hustler, is that more apparent than with our next song, Jackknife.
We'll be right back.
Jackknife to me is a perfect show of force for kittens. It's aggressive, it's angry, and it carries pain. It has pain in it, man. I love that. I really gotta straighten this whole thing out about, like, the language disclaimer. I really want to unleash my full vocabulary. But we're gonna continue. Kitten's aggression is driven even further from that extreme, from the extremes of Totem and Jackknife in Queen of Clubs, which is our next track. Man, and as I mentioned before, something that was very special about Kittens was their range, and that range is shown in our next track here. It's groovy and slow and probably about as chill as this band is gonna get. This is Tarantula.
You're not made of diamonds.
That second one there was Calico. One of my favorite drum performances from Bazooka on that one. His next song is, in my opinion, the end of the album. But I lied to you all earlier, and just then. And for that, I apologize. Lo-Fi Classics and Other Rarities is not an album. It's a compilation of songs from their first album, Grizzly, or Legoplow, but mostly Grizzly. And a few weird, weird extras right at the end. I think we'll have time for two of them, I think. I hope so, because I really like two of them. But this is my second favorite song on the album. My first is probably like Totem, because I like how fast it is. But this song is slow, it's loud, and it has that pain to it. It's just, there's a beauty in it. I really hope we can get around to the extras, but before we get to those, this is Pluto.
Yeah. Don't you cry. Don't you cry for her. She can't hear you now. Don't you cry for her. There's a wolf inside. He's holding the spikes. He said we're going to heaven tonight. So grab your shotgun. 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 So grab your shotgun.
Those drums, man. Legitimately a perfect album. No skips. Masterpiece. Gorgeous. 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 Love it. Now, like I said before, we do have some extras right at the end here. First among our extras is Has Some Reverence for the king of rock, Mr. Elvis Presley. It is a cover of one of his songs, but you would never tell by listening to that. This is Jailhouse Love, not to be confused with Jailhouse Rock.
We'll be right back.
case you're wondering why that started sounding like that. It is also known as the Headingley Riot Mix, because it features audio from the Headingley Riot back in the 90s. Cool little piece of trivia there. I love that. A lot of people who I've shown that to do not love it, but I love it. This next song is going to play us out for today. I sincerely hope that you all enjoyed this episode, broadcast, whatever, of Migaj Nagamoen, and that you all have a lovely, lovely rest of your day. Go do something nice for someone. I don't know. Go... I don't know. I feel like I go to the compliment someone's jacket thing a lot, but like, really, that kind of thing makes my day. Go make someone's day. This is Easter Egg Hunt by Kittens from their album compilation, whatever, Lo-Fi Classics and Other Rarities. Have fun out there, everybody. We'll be right back.
almost happy birthday, almost happy birthday for Mike Boguski
and me, Bob Wiseman. That's right, Bob Wiseman and Mike Boguski. Two Pianos, No Rodeo are playing Thursday, March 19th at the West End Cultural Center, presented by 101.5 UMFM, the greatest radio station in the universe.
Hey, I'm Harper K. Smith, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
Sego.
Buju Anim.
Danach A. Ak Anzenu Shukwithan.
Tanse.
This is Words and Culture, a series on Indigenous languages, funded by SiriusXM through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.
Hey friend, welcome to Words and Culture. This is the Anishinaabe episodes, and I'm your host, Melissa Spence. Like I mentioned in our previous episodes, I worked as a radio DJ for years, and I got to know a lot of Indigenous artists through their art, through their interviews, and through their live performances. One artist in particular whom I recall being so gentle and loving during my very early days as a nervous interviewer was Cheyenne Havorka. You may recall one of her tunes called Can't Change the World from the hit show Blackstone that aired back in 2011.
So no matter how hard you try.